From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan has been appointed by the Pentagon to lead all military hurricane response efforts in Puerto Rico. This comes after mounting criticism of the Trump administration for delaying the response to the disaster caused by Hurricane Maria September 17th. We have more from VOA's Slatis Ahok.
Under the pressure from critics, President Donald Trump also waived a law that bars foreign ships from bringing aid to the island. But a White House official later told reporters the temporary waiver was granted as a precaution, not as a necessity.
In this particular case, we had enough capacity of U.S. flag vessels to take more than or to exceed the requirement in need of diesel fuel and other commodities into Puerto Rico.
Much of the aid, including bottled water, food, and medical supplies, is stranded in Puerto Rico's main port as there are not enough drivers and trucks to distribute it. Officials say some communities are hard to reach because of the damaged infrastructure.
Representatives from social media giant Twitter told the House and Senate Intelligence Committees that it had shut down more than 200 accounts after determining that they were linked to Russia and sought to interfere in U.S. politics. The closed-door sessions followed similar briefings earlier this month with Facebook, which has also agreed to provide lawmakers with 3,000 Russia-linked ads involving divisive social and political issues that were placed on its platform. The committees are examining the spread of false news stories and whether anyone in the United States aided in targeting content to specific users. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson embarked on his second trip to China Thursday, seeking Beijing's cooperation on a maximum pressure campaign against North Korea's nuclear provocations amid heightened tensions on the Korean Peninsula. State Department correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
The escalation of rhetoric between leaders from Washington and Pyongyang is adding to an already growing sense of pessimism that the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is possible. But Asia expert and former Reagan and Bush administration official Douglas Paul says China's influence over North Korea is limited.
The North is very reluctant to take instruction from China. It'll exploit whatever it can get from China, but it doesn't look for political guidance from China. And so this is a problem that we in South Korea are going to have to handle directly with North Korea as we go forward.
South Korean Foreign Affairs Minister Kang Kyung-hwa said earlier this week in Washington that although time is running out, there is still room for diplomacy. Tillerson's Beijing visit follows one by U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who has said China needs to provide fair and reciprocal treatment for American companies. For State Department correspondent Nike Ching, this is Cindy Sain, VOA News.
A U.N. visit to Myanmar's troubled Rakhine State was postponed Thursday due to bad weather. About 400 people have been killed in subsequent clashes, and satellite images released by rights group Amnesty International have shown entire Rohingya villages burned. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley.
The government must commit to welcoming all who have been displaced to return to their original homes. We were glad to see the commitment made by the state counselor during her State of the Union address to allow those who fled the violence to voluntarily return to their homes when it is safe to do so.
Word of the delay comes a day after the UN said its representatives would be accompanied by Myanmar government officials to a visit to Rakhine. After President Donald Trump last week issued a new executive order giving the United States greater leverage over foreign banks that support the North Korean regime, the U.S. is now looking at implementing tougher sanctions. Susan Thornton, acting Assistant Secretary of State for Asian and Pacific Affairs, told a congressional committee that the administration is working with allied countries to try and ferret out illicit underground networks. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan Thursday agreed to push for the creation of a de-escalation zone in Syria's key northern province of Idlib. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama. Again, Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today, so I want you to relax, because today I am going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But later on this great show, I'll be having two very special guests, and they are the pioneers, or call them the organizers of the Next Generation Entertainment Awards. And they're going to be right here to talk to you about this great event that is going to take place on Saturday. But let's get into the music, as this is your African Beat, broadcasting Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time from the Voice of America Radio. And now, let the ball start rolling. Today, we're going to start from Cameroon with Charlotte Dipanda in Ndolo Bukati. Beautiful music. It's soft, but it's touching. And right after that, Pewa Laonga, the sound of Hannah Mariam Williams from Sierra Leone, and Exodus by Youssou N'Dour of Senegal. But Ndolo Bukati is a beautiful tune by Charlotte Dipanda from Cameroon.
Ngele temo natiki wan ndolo nimedinde mo natiki wan ndolo neitapon nabia na wando mendebe. Sima pula e pula wo Nongo mbaka neno Iyo iyo ndolo Sima kwa le watobo tobo na poende Oja kwa sona ndolo bukate Iyo iyo ndolo Sima kwa le watobo tobo na poende Oja kwa sona ndolo bukate. Ngele temo na menende si songo ngome yandemo hey di mende sa wala uboso neitapon na bia na wando mendebe. Kwane watobo tobo na bainde oja kwa sona ndolo bukate. Yeah, yeah. Nasima kwane watobo tobo na bainde oja kwa sona ndolo bukate.
everybody. My name is Gwendolyn Fungu, and I'm just so excited to be here. You're listening to African Beat on Voice of America with David Bandy. Hey, don't you miss it for nothing.
Of Senegal, and right before that, Pewa Lawonga. That means a big door is open before you. The sound of evangelist Hannah Mariam Williams from Sierra Leone and Ndolo Bukate by Charlotte Dipanda of Cameroon. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington. Don't go away, my guests from the Next Generation Entertainment Awards will be here later on the show. I'll be right back. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday at 0900 and 2000 UTC for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee. Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy. The music rolls. Come to Pass, it's another special tune there done for us by Nigerian-born broadcaster and musical entertainer Emmanuel Gabri. And right after that, So Much More by Maki Tu of Zambia and Valentino by Manny Martin of Rwanda. But Come to Pass is going to be our next track that we're going to play. Remember, you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And this is done for us by our own Emmanuel Gabri from Nigeria.
It will come to pass, those yearnings and desires you have. It will come to pass, those heartaches and the pains you feel. It will come to pass when you reach out, there's no one there to hold. It will come to pass, just hold on. You have cried, you have sighed, you felt so all alone, and I keep wondering how the sorrows will disappear. It's only a matter of time, and you will see that God can make a change. Open your heart and mind.
Princess, the truth is, Wendy, you never cease to impress me with the way you carry yourself. Love in the air now, no doubt. So I'm thinking of you, my darling. In this movie, you my starring. Ella, when you quit some of me, you said. Send that love, we and Dion say. You the one I be waking for. All my life, you the one I be waiting for. All the girls that were there before. The team were killing, sure, and they waiting for. Cause I found the one, she's second to none. Her heart is as warm as the sun. She's so much more. Sunshine. She couldn't have come at a better time. Oh, you don't wanna co-sign? Leave us alone if you don't mind.
Here we go again. Chipali le kwata me love again. I'll never be the same. Wanna you where I am going insane.
Hello, baby, when we are together, the waters is so much better. With or without all the cheddar, you got me regardless the weather. Remember and never forget the things that we said, the promises made. And you know you can trust me. The things that you see, that's nothing. There's so much more. Let's go. Kutika. Valetila tari na chite. Valetila tari na sipe. What you want me to say? It's a brand new day. So we're kicking and feeling cheduje. I lost my voice. I think I need a search party to find it. Kutika. I have no choice. I'm thinking it's cause of your love. When you charm, I am blinded. But together we face our fears. Together we dry our tears. Together we stand strong. And I want you to know.
It's always together.
Nobody knows that's because of your power. I can love you more. I'm loving you every hour. I could be your Valentine, no, for every day. Every day. I feel your presence even when I'm taking shower. I love the way you smile just across a flower. I could be your Valentine, no.
You love me. for the Valentine day.
Every day.
I'm a Valentine every day.
Every day. Oh.
I never, never wait for the Valentine day.
Watch out, watch out.
My baby,
Valentino, beautiful Valentine music by Manny Martin of Rwanda. Anybody can be your Valentine at any time. You know, you just don't have to wait until February before you start talking about Valentine. Your Valentine can be right by your side today. So if you know that somebody is your Valentine, just turn around and give a hug. All right, this is your super show. The African Beat on the Voice of America. And right before that, we have So Much More by Maki Tu of Zambia and Come to Pass by Emmanuel Gabri of Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy, broadcasting from Washington, D.C. And when I come back, my guests will be here from the Next Generation Entertainment Awards. And we'll be talking about this great, great event taking place in the DMV area. Stay tuned.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
All right, welcome again. If you're just joining me, it's a pleasant welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. I told you that I have two very special guests from the Next Generation Entertainment Awards that will be taking place this weekend in Maryland, USA. And so let me just introduce the CEOs, because they are two. They're coming together as a very powerful force to bring you this great event. First, let me start with a lady, and that is Bernadette Kay from Cameroon. Welcome to the African Beat, Bernadette.
Hey, David.
All right, and so my next is a gentleman that I've come to like very much, and that is Noah Obio. And Noah hails from Niger, right?
That's right.
All right, welcome to the African Beat, Noah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Well, now is the time. So we're here to talk about the Next Generation Entertainment Awards. So let me start off with you, Bernadette. I love giving the women the first priority. So let me start off with you. What is the Next Generation Entertainment Awards?
The Next Generation Entertainment Awards is a platform to bring in young upcoming artists, young movie directors, producers, actors and actresses, cinematographers, screen players, everybody in the
industry.
That
is like taking over the entire entertainment industry.
Taking over the industry.
Oh, wow.
That will start first with the very young one, the very upcoming ones.
The upcoming ones. And because those who have already made it in the industry have already made it.
They've made it.
Right.
You need to give platform to those who are looking for.
That's exactly.
Right. All right.
That's what it stands for.
Okay, well, I see you're giving some support there, Noah. So you wanna bring some, tell us something more.
I mean, I like to tell the story. Let me bring in Yangi. Last year we had this event at the Fillmore, and I was talking to Yangi on the phone last week. He's an artist, actually. He's from Cameroon, and the Next Generation Entertainment Award was his first appearance on stage, so we gave him the platform for the first time. And looking at Yangi today from last year, how much he has progressed and grown from being a brand new artist to a professional,
from being the unknown,
exactly,
unknown,
to the known,
yes,
now.
Exactly. So that's what the Next Generation Entertainment Award is all about.
Empowers
to empower the new artists, help them grow, and the ones that are up there already, boost them up also.
To know that they have upcoming ones that they need to
look out for.
And also increase their skills so that the new ones should not come in and overtake them.
And guess what? And guess what? Yangi's coming back this year again to perform.
Uh-huh.
And he's not performing as a new artist anymore.
As a new artist anymore.
Exactly.
This is performing as somebody that has already been known and is hitting the headlines.
Exactly. And that's what we plan on doing. Every year we can bring back our artists that are featuring for the first time and show the world how much they've progressed from previous
years.
Okay,
now we know that this event is taking place this weekend,
yeah.
September 30th. And where's the event taking place?
It's going to be at the Camelot by Martins. And the address is 13901 Central Avenue, Upper Marlboro. And it's Maryland. It starts at 9 p.m. right up to 3 a.m. in the morning. So it's an all-night event.
So in as much as it's going to be an all-night event, are we going to have the awards first and after that? Yeah, is it an after party or something?
No, we have a pre-party, which is Friday at XX Lounge, Washington, D.C. Then we have on Saturday, we're going to have the red carpet event, which starts 9 on the dot.
Talking about red carpet, you know, people love to go to these events where you have this red carpet going on and they're looking for some of the stars, you know, glamorous events, you know, putting people out there on the red carpet. So who are we expecting to see on the red carpet?
David, it's going to be a wonderful red carpet. You know me and my red carpet thing. Mm-hmm. So that area was specifically organized by me and a little bit by Noah. Yeah,
that's our own here. That's all her.
So we have a stretch. We have 4 media coverages there on that day. Artists that are going to be there. Big stars, the ones that I've already made in the industry will be there as well.
And the movies and the music.
Yeah. And one of them is Mr. David Vandy.
And one of them, of course, is our humble host. Mr. David Vandy will be at the red carpet with us.
Yeah. I know I'm going to be there. But I'll come back to you guys. We're going to take a quick musical break. And we're going to take a quick musical break. And when we come back, we'll continue with this chat. But now let's go over to Tanzania. You know, there is this very cool and calculated lady. She's called Dr. Upendo J. Bribe. And she has this song called Nzambe. Nzambe simply means God. And so we're going to play this song right now. And when we come back, we continue to talk to our guests for today, Bernadette and Noah, the CEOs of the Next Generation Entertainment Awards. And now let's enjoy Nzambe by Dr. Upendo J. Bribe from Tanzania.
Mabokoli kolo, mabokoli kolo.
right, welcome back. And Zambi by Dr. Upendo Jibride from Tanzania. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And we're bringing you some beautiful music from across the continent. And then we're talking to our guest from the Next Generation Entertainment Awards that is taking place on Saturday, September 30th at the Camelot by Martins on Central Avenue. And you want to watch this one. You don't want to miss it because the red carpet is going to be super. All right. How did you guys come up with this Next Generation Awards?
Well, in the diaspora, we just noticed that we have a lot of upcoming artists that are professionals. They do go to work. They have other things in their lives that are not giving them the chance to focus on their, you know, talents and skills. So we just don't want that to disappear. We came up with the idea of creating that platform where they can always come in every year to showcase what they have and, of course, improve from where they are. So it actually came up from the fact that we just don't want our dreams and skills and talents to just...
To just fade away
like that, just simply because we're in the diaspora.
Yeah.
And we have other things that are holding us back.
But Noah, you know, you can attest to that here in the diaspora, especially those of us who are coming in from Africa, you know, we tend to, whatever talent we have, sometimes we tend to just concentrate on the work. You know, we go to work 24/7, you know, and we may have a talent of singing or in acting or in drama and doing any kind of thing, but because the encouragement is not there, we don't have the platform, we just let those dreams die.
Yeah, you know, the American way of life, you know, has sucked a lot of people in to the point that they cannot create that time, you know, to follow their passion, things they like to do. You know, we have a lot of people that work almost 24 hours a day. It's that bad, you know? So, but that's what a Next Generation Entertainment Award is, you know. We encourage people to, you know, follow their passion and build up on wherever they at and not give up on it, on their passion. And when they do that, they have something to present to us, the Next Generation Entertainment Award organizers. So we create a platform for them to be nominated, voted for, and rewarded in the end.
And this is the second edition?
Yes.
This is the second edition. Okay. If we can go back to the previous edition, can you just give us some names that were in that edition and we're looking forward to seeing some of them this year?
I mean, last year we had Vambika as the host. And we had Weezy Boy.
as the
main artist of the night. And we had artists from all over the U.S. that came in.
What about the ones that we're expecting this time?
We have artists coming from all over the U.S. too. One of them is Philia Dance. She's coming from Texas, and she's a gospel artist. We have AG the Prophet.
We have York 7.
York 7.
Yes, York 7 is from my country, is from Sierra Leone. And yes. So I'm like, yay, I'm so proud of that.
We have X1. X1 is from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Yangi is from Cameroon.
Naomi is from Cameroon.
Yeah.
Naomi Achu, that's my girl.
Exactly. Yeah. You know. And we're going to be having a surprise for everybody. We're going to recognize, we're going to do a special tribute to support the victims of the mudslide that happened in Sierra Leone.
A couple of months ago.
Yeah, and the hurricanes that happened in the U.S. too.
You are from Nigeria, you are from Cameroon, and now you are doing something to recognize or even to raise funds for the victims of the mudslide in Sierra Leone. When did you think about that?
It just came up, and it was so devastating. It was just heartbreaking to see lives just drawn away like that. It just disappeared like that. So we just felt this is just not something for us. And it came in during the period where we're doing the planning. So that's the most recent occurrence so far. I mean, in Africa, during that period also, we had other countries that did occur, that did experience the flooding and all the stuff. That's one of the reasons why we consider mudslide / flood. That way, it covers domain. But that's the most recent occurrence
in Africa.
Exactly. And when natural disasters like this happen, you know, that's when we all as Africans, we need to forget our borders and boundaries. We need to come together and unite and do something to support whatever country is affected. And that's why we're doing this, to support Sierra Leone, because they were really affected.
Yes, well, on behalf of my country, I just want to say thank you so much. We truly, truly appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back, and don't go away. And when I come back, Bernadette, she just came in back from Sierra Leone, and she's going to tell us all about her experience back there in Sierra Leone. All right, don't go away. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vander here in Washington. African Beat on the Voice of America. Remember, we're talking about the Next Generation Entertainment Awards, and I have Bernadette Kaye and Noah Obio, who are the CEOs of this great, great, great team, come together to make sure that the young generation of artists, musicians, and actors, fine artists, and entrepreneurs, they all have a platform where they can showcase their work. All right, so now we'll be climaxing very shortly, but I just want to make this one personal. I want to draw in Bernadette a little bit. No, I don't laugh about this, but I'm going to go hit the nail on the head. Bernadette is falling in love with Sierra Leone, and you just came back from Sierra Leone before the mudslide. So give us your little experience about a country called Sierra Leone that you visited.
Oh, Sierra Leone, Sierra Leone, Sierra Leone. It was an awesome experience. But one of the really striking experiences that I had was when I landed and got off the airport, and I'm ready to get my baggages and everything to go to the city. Of course, you want to see how beautiful the country is. First of all, I don't like high sea. And I was told that I have to get into a ferry. And everything happened. Everything started happening to me at that moment. I lost my passport. I didn't know where I put my bag.
So you had to, because you were told you had to get into the ferry.
Exactly. And I started making my last prayers. I said, God, if I don't come back from this journey.
Maybe we should ask her if she can swim or not.
But when I got in, I just had an extra strength. I saw people smiling and enjoying this time in there, and I said, okay, of course it's not this bad.
And besides,
but I kept looking at my time, David. I kept looking at my time. I kept looking at my time. How long is this sale? How long? They said 20 minutes. The 20 minutes is almost like 15 hours. But in the middle of the waters, I couldn't see anything, no line. All kinds of things that are coming into my mind. Wow, David, that is an awesome experience.
You saw the people there, and so.
And when I arrived, it was so pleasant, welcoming. Everybody was so. The hospitality was amazing.
And that was your first time?
And that was my very first time. They treated me like a. I can't say family, because family sometimes, they don't get along.
Royal.
But they treated me like a queen.
Wow.
What a queen that I am, of course.
Well, I'm pretty sure you have.
I went to the beautiful places in Sierra Leone. They have the place, you know the place, right? The York. Beautiful beach area.
I saw you in Toke Beach.
Exactly. It was really nice.
And I saw you at the Bintumani Hotel. Oh my God.
Name them. I was in all the beautiful places. Sierra Leone is so rich in minerals, in. What do you call it? Natural resources.
Yeah, you know, don't make me cry.
You just, the air, the air in there, the fruits, the food. The food was so good. So, so good.
And you're going back, right?
You can say that again. I'm going back in the next month.
Noah, what did you say?
I'm going.
We're going together.
I hope to go this December, actually. It's work in process, all right?
All right. Well, that sounds good. And the people there are so friendly, so loving.
Hey.
You know.
I eat cassava leaf all the time.
Cassava leaf, plasas.
All right. Well, guys, I want to thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having you. But one more time, just before you go, just tell people about the Next Generation Entertainment Awards and when it's happening and where it's taking place.
The Next Generation Entertainment Award is going to be taking place Saturday. September 30th at Camelot by Martins, Central Avenue, Upper Marlboro, Maryland. And we're going to have a pre-party, which is on Friday at XS Lounge DC from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m.
All right. And so one more time, Bernadette, thank you so much. And it was a pleasure having you.
Thanks so much for having us. We love you always, David. We love you.
And thank you so much, Noah. It was so great seeing you here again. I know we've met before, but this one is more official now.
That's right.
All right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest, Bernadette Kay and Noah Obio from the Next Generation Entertainment Awards. Remember, it's on Saturday. And they are just here to tell you about that great, great, great moment for African entertainers across the continent that are here in the United States of America that are looking for a platform to leap on, just like the African Beat. It was created so that young African musicians, artists, writers, they can all be able to have a platform where their music will be heard, their movies will be talked about, their books will be read. And that is what the African Beat is all about. And that is why we are introducing the Next Generation Entertainment Awards to you. Well, with all of that today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vander here in Washington. Say Baba.
Engineers, Thailand, Qatar. Don't mess you up like a woman in a pond. This is the kind of a thing you most understand. Succulents of King Milan.
Succulents of King Milan, pandemic. But I want not to profit from parasites. But I want them to keep quiet.
Shh. Who now want them?
Them don't.